Part 3. Dylan Richards recently shared this teaching tale with me. At Christmas, this one family would always cut the breast off the turkey before broiling it. When the child asked their mother why this was, the mother answered, "It's a family tradition." When the mother asked her mother why this was, she answered, "It's a family tradition." When the grandmother was asked why this was, she answered, "Oh, that's because we had a small oven back then and the turkey was too big to fit in otherwise." So why do I carry a hanky? To cruise, to blindfold, to bind, to offer up as a gentleman to a weeping body individual, to gag, to wipe sweat from my brow, to start conversations, to lay down on a public space chair when my bottom is naked and wants to sit down, to remind me of how I earned that hanky, to laugh with friends about their hanky stories, or to have that certain look. Sometimes, in carrying a hanky, evoke the memory of an old guard, or those who came before, who in their tribal traditions carried a bandana to easily state what they were into. But this hanky code 20 miles long that includes lace doilies? That shit is, lovingly said, something of an intellectual masturbation. Mind you, I love masturbating, but what is the purpose of these lists? Is this tradition serving anything anymore, I ask, but one that once served a purpose now serving only itself and an intellectual elite that has the time and energy to ponder the differences between pale yellow and goldenrod? I wonder how good it is. When Hunter earned his belt, I used it on his flesh. This will hold up your pants, but it will also double as the tool for either side of the lash, and it will also remind you of where you have been, of where we've been, where our people have been. It's just a belt, right? Yes and no. It's a symbol, and symbols are rich in intent, in lessons, and story. When a rabbinical student is covered in dust, he is learning not just the law and the way, but learning the way his teachers before him do stuff. He learns how to care for the sick, how to aid the poor of heart. He learns not just what to duplicate and pass on, but the mile upon mile of stacks and stacks of commentaries show that he learns his own voice as to what he will interpret this all to mean and what he, in turn, will pass on to those who are covered in his dust. May you be covered in his leather. When I acquire traditions, symbols, and tools in my life as a leatherman, I am also acquiring my own thoughts on these things. A few years ago, I was gifted with hearing a tale. At Master Archer's class at Southwest Leather on earned leathers, a woman spoke up and told us of her pain, that she had been gifted her mistress's cap or cover when her mistress died, and she became the new head of their leather household. She stared and stared at that cap, and she said she would never wear it because she had not earned it, because she'd never been gifted it. And Master Archer said that you don't earn your cover. You re-earn it every time you put it on. You make yourself worthy of that cover each time it goes on your head. And I won't wear my cover now unless I feel worthy of it and what it means to me. I am covered in this piece of dust, this layer of leather. I am covered. Listen now to Part 4.